You're listening to Mower County Sports Live with Sam Hauser on AM 1480 KAUS.
So today is August 8th, and so numerically on a calendar, it reads 8-8, in case you didn't know. August 8th, every year. And I don't know, I don't remember how long exactly they've been doing this. I know it's been going on for at least a couple of years now, but I teased before the break that today is one of my favorite days of the year on the calendar because it's 8-8, and so it's the day that ESPN does its spoof day with ESPN The Ocho in honor of the Dodgeball movie. That was one of the big things in the movie Dodgeball that the big tournament was on ESPN 8 The Ocho. It was something that was just made up for the movie. And so ESPN's been doing this for the last couple of years now, where throughout the day they'll have these different wacky events that might only be in a movie, and they'll show them throughout the day. Because on ESPN 8 The Ocho and the Dodgeball movie, some of the highlights that they showed when they were doing the ESPN 8 The Ocho, like some of the highlights they were showing, it was, and one of them was guys that were playing barefoot soccer with a ball that was on fire. And I think there was the classic stock footage of the squirrel on water skis, just crazy stuff like that that would only be thought of in a brainstorming session for a movie. But they got these events going on all day, and they are going to show the Dodgeball movie later on tonight. But there was ping pong this morning and cornhole, also known as beanbag toss, and something called ultimate dodgeball, where you're playing dodgeball on trampolines. What else we had this morning? We had competitive eating, sports stacking, something called spike ball, which it looks like, there's a picture of it here. It looks like ping pong, except instead of bouncing the ball off a table, it's off a trampoline, because trampolines make everything more exciting. Like, if all sports were just on trampolines, sports ratings would be through the roof, and we'd never be talking about ratings going down ever again. If the NFL was on trampolines, nobody would ever bring up the NFL ratings going down again. If wide receivers moved down the field by bouncing off of trampolines, that would be fantastic. Sports would just be saved. Imagine, I mean, baseball, same thing. Baseball would be saved if it was on trampolines. Like, you could do a cricket style. Like, in cricket, they don't call them the pitcher in cricket, but the person that's the pitcher, and they bounce the ball towards the plate, it bounces once, and then the person's supposed to hit it in cricket. You do that with a baseball, and all of a sudden, baseball would be a million times more entertaining. Just everything with trampolines. But I thought of some ideas for next year, because this is the full list. I have the full list in front of me, and some things that I didn't see, just for some ideas for next year. Because once August 9th comes around, it's already time to start planning for ESPN The Ocho for next year. So I thought of some ideas for 2019, and we can take some text nominations if you want to send any in here as well. 507-299-2972 on the text line. Some ideas for next year. We'll go from number 5 all the way down to the very end to number 1 to the best one. So number 5, a classic game that I'm sure at most everybody's played at some point in their life, because we all went to school. Well, I shouldn't be so culturally insensitive. Most of us went to school, and even then, that might be culturally insensitive. So I apologize there. But a game that people probably played at some point in their schooling lives, in middle school or high school or college, whatever it might be, hacky sack. We all played hacky sack at some point. It's the little beanbag ball thing. You bounce it off your heel, and it's supposed to not hit the ground. And we can have a dudes and a dudettes division, goatee and no goatee division. We can make a whole hacky sack league if we have a whole year to plan for these events for 2019. But number 5 is hacky sack. Number 4 on the list of ideas for sports and games and events for ESPN The Ocho Day 2019. Number 4, NFL Blitz. Because we're in a time right now where esports are taking off. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show, because it's trickling its way down to the high school level now, where high schools are starting to think about the idea that they're going to have to make esports, high school league sanctioned sports here pretty soon. And so with esports taking off, NFL Blitz has to be on there for next year. And I'm talking the old bulky arcade game, because that's the only acceptable. And I'm talking the old bulky arcade game. Like, go to an old classic arcade and borrow NFL Blitz for a day, because that's the only acceptable way to play NFL Blitz. Like, I know NBA Jam, they remade it for the PlayStation and for the video game consoles. The only acceptable way to play NFL Blitz for ESPN The Ocho Day is with the actual big, bulky NFL Blitz arcade game. Number 3 is water bottle flip. It's a more family-friendly version of Flip Cup, and ESPN is owned by Disney. After all, we have to be realistic in that sense. We can't have people playing Flip Cup with beer on an ESPN network. Got to be family-friendly. So we have a more family-friendly version of Flip Cup for family-friendly programming. Not that I know it firsthand or anything, but just from being on social media, I mean, water bottle flip is all the rage with the kids these days. All these kids are playing water bottle flip and putting their trick shot videos on YouTube and Facebook and whatever else. So we might as well appeal to that generation as well. If we're going to appeal to the older millennials with NFL Blitz, we might as well be all encompassing and get the kids involved as well. So that's number three. Number two is Foursquare, which, if you're not familiar with Foursquare, this is a game from when I was a kid, and I don't even know if anybody else played Foursquare. I don't know if any, or maybe you might know it by a different name, but this is just something that I played with the kids in my neighborhood when I was a kid, and it's called Foursquare because there were literally four squares, and was basically a kickball ball. It was something bouncy like that kind of ball, and you're supposed to bounce it in the other person's square and get it past them. And if they do, they're out, and they have to go to the very first square. And I think there was a king, a queen, a jack, and a something. And everybody wanted to be the king. The goal was to be the king and to be in the king square. And it seems like it would be something. I know that might not have been a very good radio description, but that seems like it'd be perfect for ESPN The Ocho Day next year. We'll have to get a diagram going. I'll send a diagram to the folks at ESPN. And we'll try to make that one happen next year. And number one on the list, the number one idea for ESPN The Ocho Day 2019, The Ultimate Liberal. Now, that might be a little bit of an obscure reference, but it goes back to a couple summers ago when ESPN was right in the middle of, and I suppose it might still be lingering on now, but when ESPN was right in the middle of this a couple of years ago when they were being accused of having a liberal bias. So just to have some fun with that and to poke at the people that really took time out of their day, took the time and energy to yell at ESPN for a liberal bias. And so it's The Ultimate Liberal. It's a competition, naturally, of course. And the idea is to see who can come up with the most liberal statement possible. And there will be a panel of judges that'll decide who is the ultimate liberal. But, ooh, and actually, you know, I just thought of this right now. The panelists, the judges can all be conservatives, and we can do this however we want. The judges can be conservatives, and whoever cringes the hardest, whoever cringes the most, that person's comment, they are the ultimate liberal. There are a couple different ways that we can go about the ultimate liberal, but that's number one on the list for the ideas for ESPN The Ocho Day 2019. And that is how we end a short show. My name is Sam Hauser. Thanks so much for hanging out, as always, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow live from the Mower County Fair. Mower County Sports Live will actually be at the fair tomorrow. I was out there earlier today just making face, waving, meeting you guys, hanging out, talking some sports. But the show will actually be out there tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock.